everything I do is with a J. I dream with a J and I drip with a J. And I drip with a J because I just realized I'm persistent. So, yeah. Whoever said that walls don't speak, they missed their calling this week. Because this basically saying that lessons don't teach and pipes don't leak. So can I drip on you? See, I knew I was sane in the brain when I heard God proclaim with visible veins that religion only brings division. So don't override position with provision. Just focus on our relationship and my appointed divine mission. And that's when I started to listen. See, to me, tradition provides you with comfortability and allows you to feel relentless. But does it provide you with assistance when life starts life and in the waste of the waste become resistance? But hold up, don't get distant. Yeah, can I drip on you? See, we're quick to revert back when our problems grow in inches, like unexpected child support or unpaid bills of sort, or a relationship that blossoms but departs in an instant. Life be life alone. See, within these walls, my thoughts are cycled and recycled with no pause, only with the intention to assist you to dig deeper than a herd of feline claws. But when God is for you, what's his grace and mercy compared to the belly of Jaws? See, I feel like we should be more afraid of living without a purpose than dying without a cause. So I conclude with, include your thoughts and exclude your thoughts. And walk in the halls of your walls and be available to answer God's three-way calls. I just dripped on you. Peace and blessings.